Hello there, I'm Donovan Chiquez and I'm your host for the Trooper Talk podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the different specializations of stormtroopers. So I know I've talked about stormtrooper armor in a different episode, but I just figured we should talk probably about all the different kinds of special stormtroopers there are. Now, I'm not really going to go into detail about the scout troopers because we've already seen them. You've seen the death troopers, who are essentially elite guards and were bodyguards for most of high imperial rankings like Grand Admiral Thrawn or Director Krennic. But some you may not know about are included in this video. The first one are sea troopers, or aquatic assault stormtroopers. These troopers, as you can imagine, were essentially scuba divers, but they had armor. So if you've ever seen the Clone Wars and you've seen the aquatic clone armor, it looked very similar to that, except their helmet was a little bit more stylized like a scout trooper's. They are usually ferried into battle aboard AT-AT swimmers, which are essentially AT-ATs converted to be able to swim, and they also were given, the troopers were given spear guns that were inside of a modified E-11, so it could shoot blasters, like a regular blaster, it could shoot lasers, and it could shoot spears, like a spear gun. The next troopers are bomb troopers. These were, hence their name, trained to disarm explosive devices, or to plant explosive devices. They're essentially like the orange and white colored storm clone troopers that were bomb squad. The next one would be incinerator stormtroopers. So, we've just kind of heard of these before up until The Mandalorian, where we saw one in episode 8, the last episode of the first season. Now, apparently Han Solo has a pretty big grudge against these guys because they burned a lot on Kashyyyk, and so him and Chewbacca have a very big grudge, but the troopers carried oppressor flamethrowers and plasma rifles that can release a wide beam spread that is capable of exciting molecules to their burning point. Now, the hazard stormtroopers are next. These, as you could probably guess, were essentially just stormtroopers that had, like, hazmat armor. So, they had to undergo cyborg limb replacement because their armor was so heavy with all of the different modifications that it would allow them to be able to carry it. They were usually armed with concussion rifles and heavy repeating blasters. Now, not much is known about the lava troopers, but essentially they are trained to work inside of a volcano in a way, and their armor can withstand extreme temperatures. The next one would be rad troopers, which are kind of like hazard troopers, but they usually have they usually have chemical weapons instead of just being able to withstand chemicals. Now, there were riot stormtroopers, which were essentially just stormtroopers with a little bit less cool armor, but they carried electro staffs, and hence their name, they dealt with riots in big areas. The sand troopers we've seen from A New Hope. So they were essentially stormtroopers with backpacks filled with rebreathers and breathing filters and water filters. So essentially it could keep them cool and just help them survive longer. Their armor was better for extreme temperatures, and it was modified for that. And just often they were trained to be able to survive longer in hot temperatures. Now, Imperial Jump Troopers. Jump Troopers, they essentially were just... Sorry, I say essentially a lot. They were just stormtroopers with modified armor and jetpacks. Usually they would carry repeating blasters, and they were trained to be able to just be able to fight incredibly well with a jetpack. Kind of like the jump troopers of the Clone Wars. The snow troopers we've seen from Empire Strikes Back. They were winterized stormtroopers, so they had gear to help them withstand cold temperatures, and their armor looked a little bit different from stormtroopers, more fabric and a little less armor, but they were extremely equipped for cold temperatures. There were swamp troopers, which had green camouflage on their armor, and they had rebreathers to in their helmet to filter breathable oxygen, and so they could go underwater for a limited time. And they had some advanced mapping software in their helmet, and they usually were carried repeating blasters. Now, second to last, or third to last actually, would be the Zero-G Assault Troopers. So, Space Troopers, that's what they would usually be called. So a Space Trooper was essentially a Stormtrooper inside of a suit of armor. They were kind of like a one-man starfighter. They had a ton of different weaponry, and one Zero-G Assault Trooper could break in and disable an entire cruiser. They were extremely skilled, but they were not to be used in fighting like actual starfighters like X-Wings. Now, the last two troopers that we're going to talk about are first the Black Hole Stormtroopers, or Shadow Stormtroopers. Now, these troopers work for Agent Black Hole, who is the agent, the head of Imperial Intelligence. And they usually, their missions are always classified, and they're trained in infiltration and ambush tactics. Their black armor has polymer in it that renders it nearly undetectable to sensors, and they're known to carry personal cloaking devices that make them almost invisible. The last one, and personally probably my favorite, is the Terror Troopers. Now, Terror Troopers are essentially cyborg troopers. They had their limbs and legs, their limbs replaced with cyborg limbs to give them enhanced strength, and they wore sharpened Durasteel talons on their hands and feet to be able to fight intensely well in hand-to-hand combat. Their masks resembled General Grievous's, and it provided respiration for their lungs. And, well, that's really it. Thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you.